Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Y'all blessed? Hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Norm Shealy. His website is normshealy.com, N-O-R-M as in Norman, Shealy, S-H-E-A-L-Y.com, normshealy.com, and the telephone number is 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. That's the telephone number, not for the broadcast, but for his clinic in Springfield, Mo. If you'd like to set up an appointment, a teleconference, a telephone conference, or an in-person conference, or an in-person visit, that is 417-351-5221. Dr. Shealy, we're talking about immunizations, and I believe you were mentioning something that something is different, way different from in the 70 years that you've been witnessing immunizations. What do you think it is?
I think it's typical pharmacomafia. I think they don't do adequate long-term research beforehand. I mean, you know, delays and sensitivities to things don't always take place overnight. They can take weeks or months. And I am convinced that the current freedom, if you will, of applying these new vaccines is very premature, very, very premature scientifically, and there's no way you could get one into my arm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I wished that our extended family had paid attention to our broadcast, but They didn't hear it. I was thinking about the vaccinations and when Mrs. Finelli and I were discussing it, and she asked some very, I mean, she's a mathematician. She designed computer systems programs for very large corporations in the United States, and so she's logical. And she said, "I don't get it. Don't they test these? And how long does it take to test? Can they test this quickly? How is it possible? Didn't they used to test these vaccines on animals? How is it possible that they could roll out a vaccine, have it tested, have it in the marketplace? And how is it possible that all these companies could have their own version? Is it the same version? Or did they share science? Did they share medicine? Did they share formulations? Did they share biology? Or did they go out on their own and are there different tracks for these vaccines, and are some safer than others? And are any of them safe at all? I mean, that's what she was asking. Those are really good points. And what about all these variants? These different tracks that the virus is taking. How is it possible? How is it possible that Pfizer and Moderna and the rest of them could? How's it possible that they could have a safe vaccine? And that's my question. It seems elusive to me that they could. Have I lost my mind, Dr. Shealy, or is it?
No, you are saying they are not.
Okay. So the bottom line is, Dr. Shealy, if you're going to give advice to our class about the vaccines, whether regardless of the brand name attached to them, at this point, what are your thoughts?
Well, again, there's no way you could pay. You'd have to shoot me with a gun to get one in my arm. That's how much strongly I feel against them. So I trust my own immune system better than I trust the vaccines.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I've got to agree with you. But, you know, we did we did have the polio vaccine. That seemed to work, right? But that was in the 50s, wasn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Sharon in Montana, welcome. You're on with Dr.
Well, good morning. I have a little different topic. I couldn't listen the first hour. I was trying to get chores and stuff done. I have a friend of mine. I'm going to guess she's middle 70s, and she just told me she has pulmonary fibrosis. And her doctor said not to look it up online. That would just worry her, which I'm thinking, I admit there's a lot of information out online, but at least you would be familiar with what you're looking at. And I did look it up. What you would do if you were diagnosed with that, or what your, you know, what your input is. Is there stuff she could do that might help that?
Well, personally, I have treated a couple of people with that problem who had an oxygen saturation of 75%, and the gamma PIMP device placed on their chest will raise the oxygen saturation to 96 to 97% within 30 minutes. So I would do that, and my basic vitamin supplement for everybody, the D3, the essentials, the vitamin D, you know, C, et cetera.
Okay. I have a question for you. It said, from my, you know, basic research, just Googling it, that it could be triggered by a viral infection. And if so, could you use things that would fight viruses off to cut the inflammation down? For instance, I don't know what you think about it or not, but I've used oregano oil, just putting a drop in boiling water and breathing in my lungs and out my nose and back and forth, and that kept the COVID from getting into my lungs, I'm quite sure. Plus, I took oregano just in capsules. But would something like that be helpful for that, or would it not do any good at all?
I have no idea on that one. You know, I would certainly consider intravenous vitamin C in large doses, because it's good for all immune problems.
Right. Well, it does not look like a very nice prognosis, actually. I looked it up, but I don't know. I guess maybe I don't know. I just have a problem with the doctor saying, don't look into this, okay? It's like, are you God, and are you trying to tell me that you're the only one who has the answers to this? You know what I mean? It just, I didn't say anything to her because I was being nice and tactful. But I think I did say I would probably look it up anyway. To at least know what it is. I mean, at least understand what it is and what you might do, and start looking at maybe some alternate stuff, because they don't seem to have a lot besides trying to keep the inflammation out, and eventually you end up on oxygen, and eventually you just can't breathe. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Not too cool. And so I was just wondering if you have any ideas, just I throw it by you, because I'm not going to say anything at the moment. I don't know if she'd be receptive, but I do know her daughter-in-law, and her daughter-in-law does use some alternate stuff. So I thought, you know, if you be passed on to her daughter-in-law, and who might pass it on to her, you know. I don't know. People, unless, just don't usually want it, you know. But I was just really concerned with her, because this isn't a very pleasant thing to have. And I was maybe wondering if there's something you had that, you know, would help with that or not. But anyway, I don't know. I want to be informed. I just do not understand somebody. Don't look this on your own. Just trust me. It's like, are you kidding? This is my body. I'm going to look it up. But anyway, that's all I wanted to know. I was just curious if you had anything. So your machine and then just the vitamins and extra C and stuff would be helpful to keep it down, you think? Inflammation?
Well, yes, but I would, you know, definitely if you wanted a consultation, we can have it by Zoom. But I definitely would consider using the PIMP device. I don't know any conventional approach that would help.
Okay. Okay. Well, I know that you entertain both sides of the medical part, and I was just curious what you would say. I appreciate your input, and I might, you know, if I get a chance and she seems somewhat receptive, I'll recommend her trying to consult with you. I don't know. You know, a lot of older people and just a lot of people in general just like to blindly believe their doctors. And I know that doctors are extremely well trained, but they're not trained to think outside the box very much, as far as I can tell. So anyway, I appreciate your input. Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Sharon, yeah? before you go, I have a comment.
Okay.
Dr. Shealy recommended a protocol, and the same one, his basic protocol that he recommended to me, and in the same one that he recommended to your co-broadcaster, Kathy, this morning. And I follow that protocol religiously.
Okay.
And the other thing that he recommended, Dr. Sheila just now, was the gamma PEMF device, pulse electromagnetic frequency device, that is his invention. And I have one. And I started with using it 15 minutes a day, once a day, 30 minutes, 45, 1 hour. I'm up to 2 hours because I got an email from Dr. Sheila saying 2 hours is where it's at. And so I use it for 2 hours a day. And so I believe, and I've mentioned this over the air many times, that I believe that it reduces inflammation. I really do. And it sounds like that's what you are talking about with this friend of yours or family member of yours. So it sounds to me like the next step would be a consultation with Dr. Sheila, as he recommended. And I've had one. And it's a great experience. You have to take notes. But don't do it unless. Don't have one of these this is my recommendation. Don't have one of these consultations with Dr. Sheila if you don't plan on following his protocol precisely. If it's, well, you know, it's nice to hear it, I'm not going to do it, don't waste your time and don't waste his time. But if the person is actually going to do it, then it absolutely positively makes sense. And I highly endorse having one of these consultations because I have. Dr. Sheila, any comments about what I just said?
No, I mean, you know, either you are going to go conventional or you're going to go alternative. In acute illness, conventional medicine is good. In my opinion, in chronic disease, and most diseases become chronic sooner or later, I don't like conventional medicine for anything. My favorite statement is I don't know any conventional medicine that I would allow for any chronic disease in my body.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Sheila, are you saying that if a person has a disease, the conventional medicine can get them over the hump to the point where your holistic approach would be the next step? Is that right?
Exactly.
Am I saying that right? Okay.
I would like people to be a lot better within 6 weeks, and certainly if they're not a huge bit better within 12 weeks, I would give up on conventional medicine.
Sharon, any comments?
No, I think that makes a lot of common sense, honestly. I don't knock either or, but I tend to lean towards alternate or, you know, natural approaches whenever possible. And so I honestly don't know if she would be receptive to it at all. I mean, you know, a lot of people are not. And I actually can wrap my mind around that because years ago, I didn't think any of this stuff really worked. And the people I knew who did it looked sickly all the time. But then we tried that Ushne, I think it's pronounced, USNEA, on my son when he had a really bad abscess tooth. And the next morning it was over halfway down. I thought, wow, this stuff really works, you know. So since then I've dabbled, and I definitely believe a lot of the herbal stuff can work. It's a little slower, but it can really help. But I do understand the resistance to it. So anyway, that's all I had to talk about. So I can let you go if you want.
Well, Sharon, thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to more of the broadcast that you do with Kathy, and you talk about the way you guys do it, 100 years or more of experience on home economics and saving money. Thank you so much for calling. Dr. Sheila.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while super supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, I have a pulse oximeter, and I've recommended with you on the broadcast that people consider that. You can get it on eBay for around $10 or so. At least that's about the price it was last time that I bought one. And what can a person do with a pulse oximeter in their normal health regimen? Let's say they exercise. What would it tell them anything if they check their oxygenation rate and heart rate while they're exercising versus while they're relaxing versus after a meal, etc.?
Oh, yes, of course. I mean, that gives you a great idea of whether you're over or under responding, if you will. Obviously, I would expect your blood pressure to go up when you're exercising, but if you're breathing properly, I'd expect your oxygenation to remain optimal, which is at least 98%. And that, I mean, you might, with adequate breathing, get it up to 100%. But, you know, in a healthy individual, just at rest, your pulse oxygenation should be 96 to 98%. And,
okay.
Of course,
yeah,
the pulse
and
rate,
I see that. Mm-hmm.
Well, at rest, my pulse is anywhere from 58 to 62. But it's okay up to 72. And a little bit of exercise can raise my pulse up to 140, a moderate amount of exercise.
Yeah, that was something that's what I wanted to ask you. My pulse rate, you know, gets up to 140, high 140 sometimes. you know, when I'm exercising vigorously. Is that okay or is that not okay? It
no,
comes right back down
fine.
When I stop.
That shows to me the heart's working, and as long as your oxygen saturation is at least 98% at that point, you're fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes it's 97.
Well, you know, I wouldn't quibble over 1%.
Okay. All right. We've got, let's see, got a call coming in, but Jason is on the line with this call, and so we're going to put the caller on in just a second. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Kathy, you've got a question. Welcome. Kathy?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Ben.
You're on the
I
air.
Didn't hear you. I just wanted to say that I totally forgot, and that was something I was going to say when I first got on, Dr. Shealy. I'm so sorry you had to put Tonto down. I know how hard it is because our dogs are part of our family, so I just want to say I'm sorry.
Well, thank you. You know, I have to admit, I couldn't avoid some tears.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hear you. I've been there, and it took me a while to get over the loss of some of my really, really special pets. So I'm sorry I didn't say it initially. That was my first thing I was going to say, and then I got distracted. So that's
well,
all I wanted to say.
And I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Kathy, you should have seen Tonto. Tonto is quite a dog. He was he had a wonderful personality. I don't know if he was a real watchdog, Dr. Shealy, because when I came over the first time I saw him,
he liked
said,
people.
Come on in.
I don't know if he'd ever been an enemy, however, he just loved attention.
Well, I mean, I was coming over with, I think, some oranges and fruits and nuts and things, and you know, I was dropping them off, and I knocked on the door, and I called out, and I didn't hear anybody, so I thought I'll just, you know, stick my head in the door, and you know, I said, Dr. Shealy, and so I just put him on your counter and left, and you know, he was there saying, yeah, just leave him on the counter, that'd be good. what a wonderful, wonderful dog, Tonto. Just a beautiful animal, and you know, if a lot of people could experience that kind of a love, and then when they die, it's terrible. And you know, I had tears when TJ died. Gosh, that big dog just died right on the kitchen floor in our arms. He convulsed, and we ran over and we tried to rescue him and. Tried to save him and we couldn't do it. And that 200 pound plus guy just is terrible. It's terrible. So, if you can, class, if you can experience the joy of a dog, I think it's a wonderful thing. It really is. And I've had him all my life, and I'm pretty sure Dr. Shealy and Kathy have as well. Kathy, any other comments?
No, that's all.
Kathy, thank you very much. See you on Thursday.
Hey everybody, if you ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security on Saturday ordered FEMA to help care for a growing number of migrant children arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. FEMA is normally used when there is a crisis, something the current administration refuses to admit since dismantling President Trump's border policies. Texas power retailer Gritty Energy LLC is planning to file for bankruptcy after the state grid operator cut off the company's access to customers for unpaid bills following the deadly Texas freeze. About 150 people were arrested in Miami Beach, Florida over the weekend as lots of unruly spring breakers descended on the city. Friday marked the wildest day in the party hotspot as about 120 people were arrested and two police officers were injured during clashes with revelers. The city is under a midnight curfew amid the pandemic. The officers who were injured had been attempting to make an arrest when they were attacked. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Gasoline prices have increased a quarter over the last 3 weeks, and according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, they could go even higher. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Trilby Lundberg tells us the national average is now $2.87, which is up 72 cents in the last 16 weeks. The price is also 51 cents higher than a year ago. Lundberg tells us there are several reasons for the increase, supply, and of course, the prices for crude oil.
That accounts for more than half of this price hike at the pump. Higher crude oil prices and also the supply of gasoline way down because of the idling of a lot of refining capacity during last month's cold snap, extreme cold and power outage.
States seeing the cheapest gas prices, according to AAA, Missouri, Tennessee, Texas, Arkansas, and South Carolina round up the top five. While technically not a major championship, the Players' Championship provided some major theater on Sunday as Justin Thomas wins the TPC Sawgrass just outside Jacksonville, Florida.
Just a great test of golf. I mean, that's why it's the Players' Championship, and I tried to stay patient. You know, I felt like those last three holes on Friday changed the momentum for us for the tournament. You know, birdie in 16 and then that birdie on 18 was huge, and getting a little bit of momentum and then kind of rode that into Saturday and obviously had a great day. And then today it was about trying to get into position and then hang on from there.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, you know, there's some thoughts about opening schools. And if you had a child or a grandchild in the public school system and they said, okay, we're going to open the schools, whether you've gotten a vaccination or not, whether the teachers or administration has gotten a vaccination or not, or whether the families of the children attending schools, the school has gotten a vaccination or not, what are your thoughts? Would you want your child or your grandchild to attend the public training camp in this current environment?
Probably not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you. I would not. And so, Dr. Shealy, let's be graphically gross. Or let me be, anyway. Class, if you get an ultraviolet light, and this can be a pen light, or it can be an ultraviolet lamp. Don't look at it. Never look at an ultraviolet light because you can blind yourself, literally. So you never want to look directly at an ultraviolet light. But if you had one, and you have an animal in your house, whether it be a cat or a dog, even if you don't, and you take that ultraviolet light and you shine it on the floor, the rugs, you will see these glowing spots, these little dots of glowing previous biological liquid, fluid. That is what came out of your dog or cat or somebody sneezing or, right, Dr. Shealy, isn't that true?
Yep.
There you go. You might want to do that. Now, if you really want to have some fun and you happen to be at the Chinese factory outlet and you bring one of those ultraviolet lights into the men's room, and you aim it anywhere near a toilet, you're going to want to throw up. Did I exaggerate, Dr. Shealy?
I don't know. I've never done it.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you what. You go into Sam's Club and you can't get within, you know, a couple feet of the urinal without getting your feet wet. That's for sure. It's like all these guys that go there, or some of them are in a hurry and they can't get to the urinal fast enough. Either that or they're in a hurry to leave. And they can't finish fast enough. And you know, it just drips on the floor. So, seriously, class, if you have an animal and you have a rug and you want to see the biological fluids that are on your rug, just take an ultraviolet light. And it will change your hygiene habits. As a matter of fact, you can, you know, check your hands. Check and see what's on your hands and your wrists. And you'll see these little spots. And then you'll realize why, however long it takes you to wash your hands, it needs to be longer. Any comments on that, Dr. Shealy?
You really need to wash your hands. There's no question about it. I never washed my hands more in my life. I actually have to admit that here at the clinic, I like to use the alcohol wipes, the hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and Dr. Shealy, let's talk about getting the mail. So, let's say you have a mailbox, and the mail carrier comes along and puts mail in your mailbox. Do you need to wait a little bit before you touch that? Should you touch it with gloves, leave it out?
Yeah.
Spread the mail out in the sun?
Right.
That's what we do. We pick up the mail hours later, and then, you know, we wear gloves, and then we put the mail in the back of a truck, and then we take the truck to the house. Then we spread the mail out in the sun, wearing gloves, and then so the ultraviolet light from the sun can kill whatever it is. And then we flip it over, and then we do that. And so we don't open the mail for several days. And when we get packages, same thing. The packages go into the back of the truck, and if it's not raining, they stay outside until the sun has a chance to entirely bathe all the surfaces of these boxes. Because, frankly, we don't know. We don't know what's in that FedEx truck, that UPS truck, that mail truck, or, you know, whatever the truck is. We don't know. We don't know what the other packages are that these packages are, you know, commingled with, and the dust that they're all bathed in. We don't know. So we're just being cautious. And so far, our family, you know, my immediate family, has not gotten the coronavirus or COVID-19. But everyone around here seems to have gotten it. And it hasn't been all that pleasant for them. And I'm wondering, Dr. Shealy, about the purpose of this. And I was talking with Mrs. Finelli about this. And she said, you know, it seems to attack the seniors and take them out. And it seems to attack those with health problems. And she said, We think about that. Don't you think it's designed to reduce the Social Security rolls and the Medicare rolls? I said, absolutely. Your thoughts, Dr. Shealy?
Well, my thoughts is I don't understand anything the government does. Never have, but for the last year especially, I get mixed messages on every single thing I've ever heard about.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a good man of government.
Yeah. And James Rockford of the Rockford Files, whose real name is James Bumgarner, also known as James Garner, one of Hollywood's best male actors, in my opinion, he has a lot of between-the-lines messages on the Rockford Files. And I really like the Rockford Files. It's a series that he puts in these. This is from the 70s. He said things like, well, he's not a fan of this, the establishment. What a great way of saying it. I don't know how he got away with it, but that's what he said back in the 70s. What he really meant was he really despises the government because everything the government did to him was miserable. They would arrest him at the drop of a hat. And he was great at giving these jabs. And I don't know if they were written into the script, whether the script writers did it or whether he just ad-libbed it in, but there's his series of about 6 years is filled with jabs against the establishment, against the police department, etc. So I wholeheartedly recommend it as a historical perspective on how bad things were. And you'll see things in the Rockford Files. For example, it's shot in L.A., Los Angeles. And back then, there was a brown cloud over Los Angeles and the cities in California. And when I talk about a brown cloud, I'm talking about air pollution. And one of the lines that his father in the series said was that they went to Hawaii. And they said, well, just look at these palm trees. Look at, they're great. And Rockford said, yeah, but we have them in L.A. And his father said, yeah, but they're choking in the air pollution in L.A. And they're not here in Hawaii. And that's a great point, because we are choking in air pollution, aren't we, Dr. Shealy? We did it.
Oh, absolutely.
We made the air
pollution.
You know,
interestingly, for over a year, we have not had what I would call a truly clear day. Even on the greatest of sunshine days, there's sort of a vague haze. It's never a dark, a really bright, bright blue. It's a faint robin's egg blue color, and that's because
just like
of something in the air.
Just like it is right now. Right this minute, I'm looking out the studio window. I'm looking, I can look south, I can look east, I can look all around, even west and north. It's hazy.
Yeah.
And it's overcast. And I remember back in the 60s on the East Coast, before chemtrails, and you can even see that in the Rockford Files. You can see the haze in the sky, but you don't see chemtrails. You don't see them. Well, in the 60s, the sky was bright blue. We had three different kinds of clouds. It was wonderful. The sun was bright. We don't have that very much anymore. And you're right. You're right. You hit the nail right on the head. For about a year, it's been like this. And I believe the weather is being manipulated. I believe
it
that
it has been manipulated for 50 years.
Mm-hmm. I believe that Elon Musk and his drilling and boring and all the things that he is doing with this advanced technology. Well, he's copied and he's modified other technologies and he's implementing them. I think he's got an in with the government that is financing this, but. All these satellites in space, every time we send a rocket in space, we drill another hole through the atmosphere. We bore a hole, we burn up like an enormous amount of oxygen that we should be breathing, but no, we're putting satellites in space. I think it's dangerous. I think it's very dangerous. I think Elon Musk's adventures are a blight on mankind.
Not to mention Bill Gates.
Right. Right. Do you remember when they said back in the 70s we're going to have a paperless society and
right.
There's going to be no paper? and now we had fewer regulations and fewer it was easier to complete an income tax return. Now it's really complicated. We have more. The government wants more and more information from us. And I'm resisting every way I can. And by the way, class, when they say, you know, sign here and it says under the penalty of perjury, I take my pen and I cross off the part about, you know, under penalty of perjury, and I put my initials there.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I'm sorry. That's
well,
delightful.
I do. I, literally, Dr. Sheely, I do. And, you know, it's on all those government documents where they say that, you know, you'll tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So you go to jail. I mean, you know, those kind of things that they pre-print on these forms, I cross them off. And I initial them. And what I'm saying is I don't agree to that. And then the other thing, see, they say they want to know how many cows, chickens, pigs, birds, you know, horses, donkeys. They want to know how many I have. You know, at this date, you know, like on the first of the year, so we can pay taxes on it. And then I write on there, and I'm not kidding, class, I write on there, this is an estimate. I don't know the real number. And then I sign it. And because I don't know the real number, I honestly, I'm not going to say that we have, I'm just going to pick a number. I'm not going to say we have 100 cows. I'm not going to say that because I don't know. I really don't know. And they could have, you know, the surveillance. They could say, actually, Mr. Fennell, you have 101. You cheated. So I tell them, here's what I think it is, but I don't really know. And I sign it, and I date it. That's what I do, because I don't know. And I'm not going to let these guys put a gun to my head and make me say something that I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know. I don't know how many chickens we have. I really don't. And because they can be eaten. I could have more or less. I really could. It'd be more likely that we have less, but, you know, eaten from predators. But I don't know. And calves get born all the time, even in the rain. So that's the way I handle it. I had a couple other questions, Dr. Sheely. Moringa. Now, I've planted the moringa seeds again. I don't know if they're going to grow this time. Do you need any moringa seeds in case they germinate?
Oh, I would take one, I think, this time. After that, my last one didn't survive.
Okay. Well, let me see if I can. If they germinate, they may not because they're over a year old. If it germinates, I've got them already started or trying to. If they do, I'll send some your way along with some brown eggs. But I had some questions about weaning off drugs like
if you've ever
heroin.
Thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shuley's with us, and Robert in Kansas is on hold. Robert, you should call in earlier so we'd have more time for you. I have three quick questions for Dr. Shuley and then Robert. Weaning off heroin. I don't know anyone who has used heroin, but I remember reading about methadone, and governments were providing methadone for people to wean off heroin. Why would they do that, Dr. Shuley?
Because they're stupid.
is there something that heroin does that you just can't quit it and you have to be weaned off it? Is that what it is?
Well, it is. It is, if you will, in order of addiction, it is stronger, apparently, than opium or Demerol or some other opioid narcotic. Personally, I don't have to do that. I mean, I can wean people off prescription drugs, but not street drugs.
Okay. Is mouthwash dangerous? I'm talking about, you know, the like a Listerine or one of its clones. Is that dangerous to use or not?
Is which?
Like a mouthwash, Listerine-type mouthwash.
I don't know. I brush my teeth a minimum twice a day, but I don't use a mouthwash.
Okay, and what I do is I clean my toothbrush with hydrogen peroxide, a few drops, and then I rinse it off. And could I have a mouthwash of, let's say, one drop or two drops of hydrogen peroxide in maybe a few ounces of water or 6 ounces of water, rinse with that? Is that safe?
That's great. That's excellent.
Okay, and I put one or two drops of hydrogen peroxide in the upper canister and the lower canister of the ProPure water filtration system to kill anything that might decide to take up shop in there. Is that okay with you?
Yep.
Okay. Robert in Kansas, welcome.
Hello. Thanks, Vincent and Dr.
Hey.
Shuley. I wanted to first say I'm sorry about your dog, Dr. Shuley, but I am glad that you were there to take care of things. And then to you, Vincent, you know, when I was a kid, my dad had 3,000 acres down in Oklahoma, and we ran cattle. And, you know, I was a kid, so I didn't do everything. But, man, that's a hard job, man. I tell you what, it really is. So I know what you're saying, Vince. I really do. The thing I wanted to get to, Vince, was a website called Deagle.com. It's Deagle.com. And they're predicting the population of the United States at 100 million in the year 2025. And so we're supposedly two-thirds of us will be gone by then. And you know how I'm a bit of a conspiracy theorist, Vince. And what I was thinking what they're going to do is that what happened down in Texas was like a beta test for these weather weapons. And it would make sense to me that they would bring that polar vortex down, not for a week, but let's say for a month or two, into the middle of the country like it did, you know, where all the conservative, farming, white, Republican Trump supporters are. And they would just freeze us for months. And in the process, they would cut the power, right? Not because of the cold, but because of, you know, political, military reasons to kill us off. They would cut the power during that time. So if that's true, we only have 2 or 3 years, gentlemen, for this to take place, if Deagle.com has any sort of validity to it. And so this is USA Prepares, and I just want to get that message out there, sir, and thank you for taking my call.
Well, Robert, I have a comment, but first, Dr. Shealy. Dr. Shealy, any comments?
Well, I presume we might have a civil war, but who knows?
I actually thought we would have had more skirmishes by now. Robert, did you think that it would heat up before now, the Civil War combined with the Second Revolution?
Well, Vince, you know, people for the most part even now are still pretty fat and happy. There's a lot of people struggling financially with this these lockdowns and everything they did to the economy recently. So yeah, I would say that the economic factors and people running low on money certainly are adding to the stress that Americans are under, and I know suicide rates are way up and things like that. So yeah, it's we could be getting closer to that, but like you say, should we have already been there? Well, you know, Vince, I was hoping Trump would really stand up and do something about all this, and he ended up just caving in and folding over and basically setting up his supporters, as far as I'm concerned. So he ended up being one of them, as far as I can see. So,
well said. And when you say setting up his supporters, you don't mean setting him up for the fat, happy, good life. You mean setting him up for the fall, don't you?
Yes, sir. You know, January 6th, they did that, what I consider a false flag theater there at the Capitol. And they said that now that all of you are terrorists, if you support Trump. And Trump just kind of said, yeah, you know, these people are bad. And he went along with another lie, just like with, well, Vincent, what I believe COVID, I believe Trump faked COVID to sell it to the Republicans. So he's been going on with these lies for a while now, and it was pretty disappointing. I really supported the guy, and I'm very disappointed.
We all are. We all are. And there's one other comment, and that is that we thought that he might roll back some of this spy technology that is pervasive, and he increased it. He increased it. So, and every time one of these guys gets selected, we think, well, it's, you know, we got a chance it's going to be a little better than it was with the last guy. And every time it gets worse, including Jumpin' Joe, the plagiarist, he's now talking about tax increases that are going to affect just about everybody. Dr. Shealy, any quick comments?
Well, I think he's the worst president in the history of the country, but other than that, nothing else.
Yeah, and he just got started. Yeah. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.